Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be clearing up a little bit of confusion on the electric vehicle tax credit changes as the IRS and the Department of Energy have started to publish new information in light of the Inflation Reduction Act being signed into law. Then, oddly enough, we've got two different stories about things that Tesla has posted and then deleted, one on the Semi, one on supercharging, some other supercharging news, and a couple of other items. Quick look at the stock, Tesla today finishing down about 0.8%, closing just below $912 per share. Outperforming the NASDAQ, though, which was down 1.25% on the day. In the afternoon, of course, we did have the Fed meeting minutes from the July meeting released. As I had mentioned earlier this week, I didn't see this as being too material because it is quite dated information at this point in time, and we don't get another Fed meeting until mid-September, so it's a little bit longer between meetings than what we have seen for the last couple of meetings, making these even a little bit less relevant than what we might normally see, just so much new information that we'll get between those meetings. So I don't really think worth our time to go much deeper on this, but we did see a little bit of volatility as these came out 2 hours before market close today. The NASDAQ did pop up a little bit right after the release, but then swiftly fell back to exactly where it was before. Tesla followed a similar pattern, but did revert back to just a couple of dollars below where it was before the release. Anyway, with this release, the expectations for interest rate increases were reduced a little bit during the day today. CME Group's FedWatch tool did show the probability of a 50 basis point increase versus a 75 basis point increase in the September meeting increasing slightly today by about 5%. All right, moving on from the stock, I want to start off today talking a little bit about the changes in the electric vehicle tax credit. We're seeing some new information from the IRS, from the Department of Energy. This has been covered by Teslarati and other outlets, and I think understandably causing some confusion as, of course, we wait for some clarity on which vehicles are going to be eligible for which portion of these updated credits. So where all this reporting is stemming from is a release from the U.S. Department of Energy that shows a list of vehicles that is eligible for the credit based on being assembled in North America. The DOE writes that the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 amends the Qualified Plug-in Electric Drive Motor Vehicle Credit, now known as the Clean Vehicle Credit, and adds a new requirement for final assembly in North America that takes effect on August 16, 2022. All right, so it talks about it taking effect right away. Then they've got a list of about 30 vehicle models here, including the Tesla Model 3, S, X, and Y. So does that mean that these vehicles are eligible for the credit? And if this is effective immediately, does that mean that maybe there's some time before some of the other stipulations in the bill kick in? Maybe something like the income limits or the price caps on different vehicles, where maybe some of these Tesla sales could actually sneak in and be eligible for the credit before those go into effect. These are the kinds of things that I've seen confusion about today. So let's just clarify this. First of all, this Department of Energy list is only talking about the final assembly stipulation. So that's kind of a parent level rule. To be eligible for any credit at all, you have to at least have final assembly of the vehicle occur in North America. So that is the only thing that the DOE is talking about here, but they go on to say that additional provisions will go into effect on January 1st, 2023. Further guidance on these provisions is forthcoming. Find more information about the credit from the Internal Revenue Service. All right, so those are the details that we're waiting for in terms of battery components, battery materials, but is Tesla somehow eligible until all that stuff gets spelled out? Well, let's look at the effective dates in the law. So Section K, Paragraph 5 here says the elimination of the manufacturer limitation, so that's the 200,000 vehicle cap that Tesla hit a long time ago. This says that the amendment that supersedes that manufacturer limitation, or in other words, removes it, shall only apply to vehicles sold after December 31st, 2022. All right, so pretty simple there. No Tesla's eligible for any credit at least until January 1st. All right, so we're still in this waiting game for clarity on battery materials and battery minerals and what vehicles will qualify under those criteria. At least we do have the confirmation that Tesla's vehicles will be eligible for that final assembly piece, though that was fairly obvious. Just a quick clarifier on that though, the Model S and X, even though they are listed there, at their current pricing, of course, they would be disqualified by the price caps in the law. Anyway, on those other items, the IRS has given an update, and they say that they and the Department of Treasury, quote, will post information and request comments from the public on various existing and new tax credit incentives in the coming weeks and months, end quote. So, seems kind of strange to me. I'm not sure exactly what kind of public feedback they're going to be seeking here, but if they are going to be leaving time for public feedback, we should be seeing something relatively soon because the law does state that this guidance must be issued by the Secretary of Treasury no later than December 31st, 2022. Which makes sense because a lot of the changes here are actually being implemented on January 1st. All right, so hopefully that clears up a little bit of confusion on this and gives clarity on where we're at today, even if where we are right now does still have some open questions. All right, the next couple of stories here, kind of related in their strangeness. Over the last 24 hours, Tesla has posted or released a couple of different things that they have then ended up almost immediately removing. First, something on supercharging. We know that Tesla has a supercharger membership option in countries where they are piloting the non-Tesla supercharging. Those customers have the option to use the supercharger just as needed and pay a higher rate than Tesla customers would pay. Or they can subscribe to a supercharging membership, which for somewhere around 12 euros per month when it was introduced, and I don't think prices have changed, but they may have somewhere in that ballpark, they can sign up for a membership, and that will reduce the rate that they have to pay to be equivalent with what Tesla customers pay for supercharging. So we've known about all that. The news here was that last night this showed up in the Tesla app and on the Tesla website for the United States, and the membership price was listed at just 99 cents per month. Quite a bit lower than what we have seen Tesla testing out so far. This would also undercut other networks that have a similar structure. I think Electrify America is at $4 per month. But anyway, I don't think we should spend too much time worrying about the exact pricing here because this was quickly rolled back by Tesla as soon as it was kind of seen. That could just be because there really aren't any superchargers in the US that are currently open to non-Tesla EVs yet, but could also be that the pricing that we see here is just a placeholder for now. I think Tesla could and probably should charge a little bit more. You've got to get a lot of electric vehicles on that subscription to make it material to Tesla's bottom line. I mean, even 50 million non-Tesla electric vehicles, that would only generate about $500 million in revenue each year. Not very material to Tesla at that point in time. And what this would also do is make it more difficult for other charging networks to kind of make a valid business case for themselves. And although that would probably be in Tesla's benefit long term in terms of charging market share, I don't think Tesla's trying to be that monopolistic in that space. Probably would be good for the business, but maybe not the best in terms of EV adoption overall. Anyway, I think we'll leave that there. Don't want to overly speculate when we don't know if this is final pricing for sure. The other thing that Tesla released and then ended up removing was able to be captured here from Instagram first from Sawyer Merritt. So short video of the Tesla Semi with the caption of Tesla Semi ships later this year, side eye emoji. Of course, we had had that recent tweet from Elon talking about how the 500-mile range Semi will be delivered this year. And although this was deleted, we do still have what appears to be some new promotional video footage here from Tesla with the Semi. Shows it mega charging, driving around a little bit. So Tesla getting some of that footage ready. Probably just not something that's supposed to be shared quite yet, but well, a little bit late for that once it's on the internet. Anyway, hopefully some more on the Semi soon. And then the last thing for today, just an update here from Tasmanian. They picked up a global equities research report from last week. So that is from Trip Chowdhury. He's got the street high $2,300 price target on Tesla stock. He says that based on his observations of Fremont, he believes that Tesla has increased their delivery truck fleet at Fremont by about 50% and that each day at the factory had the appearance of feeling like a quarter end rush. All right, so we talked about this last quarter. Seems like every single quarter, right around the middle of the quarter, talking about how his channel checks are showing massively increased activity at Fremont. And then when we do end up getting the final delivery numbers, we see small increases from Fremont. They have been good increases, but nothing, you know, super crazy, not substantial enough that you could probably tell what those changes would have been from a couple of days of observing the factory. So just like I said last quarter, I don't put any weight at all, zero weight, into these reports, as exciting as the reports and the accompanying price target might be. All right, that is really it for today then. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Thursday, August 18th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.